If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Todd Shapiro is the Vice Chancellor and incoming Chancellor of the Lincoln Academy of Illinois. Thanks for joining us, Todd. Tell everyone what the Lincoln Academy is, what it stands for.
Thank you very much for having us on, Lisa. The Lincoln Academy of Illinois is unfortunately not as well known as we'd like, but the Lincoln Academy of Illinois is a nonprofit organization that was formed in 1964 by Governor Otto Kerner. Annually, we bestow what's called the Order of Lincoln, an award called the Order of Lincoln, which is the state's highest civilian award, and it's awarded to individuals who are connected to Illinois by residence or by birth, who have contributed to the betterment of humanity, to their accomplishments and achievements. Tom Skilling would be a perfect example of that.
Yes. And he was honored last year, correct? Or was it the year before?
I believe it was the year before, yes.
Yeah. I feel, you know, he retired and now I don't talk to him every day and I've lost track of time with, you know, all the love that's been bestowed upon him. So who are others that I know? Orion Samuelson has been honored previously, correct?
Yes, he was. There have been 381 laureates to date. They received the Order of Lincoln and they are referred to as Lincoln laureates. And they're across all specters of business, law, sports. I tell people that I had the honor to meet Scott Altman, and most people go, well, who is Scott Altman? I go, well, you've seen him. He was the guy who flew for Tom Cruise in Top Gun. He's an astronaut. So, you know, I was talking to Scott Altman, for instance, and as we're going through rehearsal, I said, this isn't rocket science. And you would know because you are a rocket scientist. So Ryan Sandberg, you know, the list goes on and on, whether it's people have contributed through business or through law. But those are two, you know, those two examples I could, you know, the sports example is Dick Butkus, and those are people, or Jim Tomey just received it last year. So it's a pretty interesting group of people.
And, yeah. And the formal ceremony, can anyone attend?
This year's ceremony is going to be on May 3rd in Champaign, Illinois, and the actual ceremony, there's a ceremony and a dinner. The convocation ceremony this year, because of the space we have, is open to anyone to attend for free.
Oh, good.
Otherwise, it's, you know, it's typically we will be having it in Chicago in 2028, and 2027 it's going to be in Edwards, Illinois, and you buy tickets to go. It's a fundraiser to support our student laureate program. So it's really put together as you buy a ticket. That's a part of that's a contribution that allows you to attend the event and the convocation and the dinners. Yes.
So LincolnAcademyIllinois.org. Who is being honored this year?
This year it's an amazing class. Every year is an amazing class. You sit there and you listen to them and you go, wow, the accomplishments. So this year has got a great class of new laureates receiving the Order of Lincoln. Bonnie Blair, who many people will remember, she's the first American athlete to win 5 gold medals at the Olympic Winter Games in speed skating. Sandra Cisneros, who is a celebrated poet, short story writer, novelist, and essayist. Whose work explores the lives of the working class, and she's received numerous awards. Jean Gang, the founding partner of the International Architecture, and Urban Design Practice Studio Gang, and she's been recognized for the Aqua Tower, the tallest woman-designed building in the world at the time of its completion.
Yeah, and I think many people might not know her name, but you've seen her building if you've been in downtown Chicago.
Exactly, you do, and you go, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Janice Jackson, who is the CEO of Hope Chicago and the former CEO of the Chicago Public School System. She's actually the first CPS alum to serve in that role as CEO of CPS. Carol Maureen, everyone knows Carol Maureen.
Yes.
Esteemed journalist, anchor at CBS News, anchored WMAQ-TV, correspondent. I didn't really remember her being an investigative reporter for 60 Minutes and doing things with Dan Rather and the news, but we all remember her as as the anchor of WMEQ TV.
Right. We look at her as one of Chicago. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. You know, if there's something political now, you want to hear it, you hear it from Carol Moraine. And Juliana Richardson, most people wouldn't know her. Juliana is the founder and president of the History Makers. And the History Makers is the largest oral and video archives of profiles of 20th and 21st century African-American leaders across all sectors. You can go on their site, and they do video and oral presentations of some amazing people who have accomplished amazing things, African-Americans. So it's an esteemed class of six laureates this year.
I would say so. Are there profiles up on your website at LincolnAcademyIllinois.org?
Yes, they are. They can go on there and they can see the profiles of all the individuals. They can find out more information about the organization. As I said, this year, it's coming up right around the corner. Next year, it's in April, and it's going to be Edwardsville and another student. We haven't even gotten all the confirmations yet, so I can't tell you who's going to be in that class, but it will be in Edwardsville in 2027 and back in Chicago in 2028.
Thank you so much for joining us, Todd. It's just wonderful to learn more about these people who we may or may not be familiar with, but certainly represent the best of this state.
It is. It's hard to go to this and not kind of be in awe of the people that you're honoring. It truly is.
I bet. Thank you so much.